All right, here we go. Two Jack Bros, episode 77, coming in. Ansley, how are we coming in?
We are coming in changed. We're coming in accepting a new reality of who we are.
Oh, wow. That was deep real fast.
Yeah. That's how we're coming in.
Yeah, I thought we were going to talk a little bit about how we were debating over whether or not to start the podcast with shout outs or do them in the middle.
And we could talk about that too.
Yeah, you went heavy. I thought we were going to lead with something light. Yeah. No, but that is interesting. We'll get to that in a second. But that is, you know, we were talking about that, whether or not to shout out in the beginning or in the middle.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning, you get them done, they're over with, and you don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then what I was saying is like, what if you do a mediocre podcast and then you shouted people out on a mediocre podcast?
Yeah.
Like that would be like, that would suck.
And you'd have to issue apologies on the next podcast.
I'm sorry about the shout outs. I didn't know it was going to suck. You know, I thought the energy of the shout outs was going to kind of take us to a new level, but it didn't. And then we would get, because we're both athletes, you know, by trade and in heart.
Yeah.
We would instantly develop some sort of like bad superstition over doing shout outs in the front.
Can't do shout outs ever again.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Goodness. Front. I don't want that to happen.
No.
So
no shout outs yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not until we build some momentum here.
Yes.
Yeah. So deep off the bat.
Yeah.
Changed. We are changed. And here is, so what we're getting into is, you know, we're just accepting this new reality. Right? Not even a new reality. It's accepting that the reality that we are living is what we are living.
Well, it's I feel like it's accepting the fact that you write the story of who you are.
Yeah.
You know, like it's your, like you, the way you tell yourself and the story of who you are is up to you. I said the same thing twice.
Yeah, you did. You did say, and you didn't change anything enough to add more depth.
No. Right? I just rearranged the words.
You did. You went from like somebody who was born speaking English to like a foreigner, like English as a second language. Yeah. But that is, it's important. That's important to do. And here's where I think, you know, the two of us probably want to run into this problem is like how I said it before, like we're athletes, you know. And I don't know if when we stopped being athletes in college, we ever stopped seeing ourselves as athletes, right?
Yeah, and I think both of us never feel like we reached our potential as athletes either.
That's fair, and I think that adds to what I'm about to say.
Okay.
So because of that, we force ourselves to be humble.
Yeah.
Because you can't progress if you see yourself as great, because what are you going to do to get better?
Yeah.
You know?
And it was obvious to me that people were better at the sports I was doing. Like, I wasn't putting in the right effort, you know, like the drilling.
Yeah, you and I had a different story back then. I was the fucking man. I was the man. I mean, except for I was injured all the time.
Okay.
So I never got to do what I could do, except, you know, I would have enough time not being injured in practice long enough to let these motherfuckers know why I was the number one recruit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then I would be injured before the season started, or like the first meet of the season, or some fluky shit.
Yeah.
Every time. And I never got to actually, like, I didn't get to collect anything for me. Like, as an athlete, it was just doing dope shit at practice.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, it's track. Nobody cares what you do at practice.
You don't get films of track practice. No. Like, highlights.
Yeah.
No.
Practice?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, it is. It's weird. And then again, you look at this new wave of athleticism. Like back in our day, it was few and far between that you had athletes that were like braggadocious.
Yeah.
Right? Like when we were kids. Yeah. So the model athlete was somebody who act like they were there before.
Yeah. Who was like a model athlete when we were,
I mean,
like
anybody,
high school, college?
I mean, what sport? Pick one.
Football.
Emmitt Smith. Barry Sanders, Joe Montana, he was a little bit earlier, but still into a little bit. Steve Young, Jerry Rice. all these, and then Deion Sanders,
mm-hmm.
right, came mm-hmm. out putting out rap albums and shit,
mm-hmm.
right? He was a good athlete, probably the best of all the people that I named physically,
mm-hmm.
but he wasn't a model athlete, yeah. right? Was Charles Barkley a model athlete? He spit on a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Times have changed.
Times have changed.
Yeah.
Cause, I mean, we didn't even, it's just like the weird indoctrination that you get in your era, right?
Yeah.
Because we were taught to believe that you could not be amazing and acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Which is retarded.
Yeah.
Think about how delusional that is.
That's a lot of work. You can't focus that much work on doing that and being great.
And lying to yourself about your greatness.
Yeah, like you can't. You can't. It's all connected.
Hey, I don't see it. I don't see it.
Yeah.
Like you see it.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to have to lie to yourself about because you objectively know what other people are doing. You objectively see. And it's like, I'm great.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
I know it.
Yeah.
Am I lying? I can.
And that person is putting in hours and hours of work too.
Yeah.
They're not just like, like I showed up and I'm great, you know? Yeah. Like they are in the gym like longer hours than everybody else. Like basically, working a little bit harder than everybody else, doing everything a little bit more perfect, thinking about it. Like they're the people that are obsessed with it, like the thing too.
Yeah.
Like
they earned it.
Yeah, like
yeah, but it's so I'm more focused though on the fact that I am allowed to acknowledge somebody else's greatness.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't acknowledge my own.
Right.
Like societally, you know, that's supposed to be the way that it is.
Yeah.
But that's delusional. I'm lying to myself. I would be forcing myself to lie about the reality of my actions, even though I work hard to get those results.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have to convince myself. Not that I'm not getting them, because I know that I'm getting the results, but that the achieving the results isn't great.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
While somebody else achieving similar results is?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's very confusing, the messages yeah. we send to people. Like how Michael Jordan always tells the story that he got kicked off the high school team. Like, if he didn't spend that year thinking that, like, I am better than all those kids because I'm great.
Yeah.
And like working and practicing, like he wouldn't have been who he was. But that, like, he had to be thinking.
Well, Michael Jordan, who actually was a model athlete, also, he wasn't a public shit talker, but the legend of Michael Jordan
yeah.
lives on. I mean, he was choking motherfuckers at practice.
Yeah.
Practice.
It was just like, well, we didn't glamorize that side of him either because we wanted him like on our Wheaties boxes. Like, we didn't want that. Like, it was also not a time where you exposed all the, like, the gossip.
Yeah, there was no Twitter. I mean, it wasn't like, we didn't know that Michael Jordan choked Steve Kerr until Michael Jordan retired the first time.
Right.
You know, and then it was public knowledge because when a player retires, you can tell his shit.
Yeah.
We didn't know he was coming back.
Yeah. What? Yeah. It's all out of the box already.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah. Now he's back in the league and everybody knows he choked Steve Kerr. Yeah. I mean, that's funny because Latrell Sprewell choked a coach in I think he got kicked out of the league for that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he didn't get to come back.
Yeah.
Or maybe he did. It was a different time.
Yeah.
It was a different yeah. time.
And we all know that at least Michael Jordan was grandfathered in. It was like, no. We don't kick people out for that. Or not him. He's already been here.
Dude, it was practice.
Yeah.
You know, that was back when they were like, come on, they're grown men.
Yeah.
That's what you said. They're grown men.
Yeah.
Yo, you can't even say that now. What would that even mean? It's like, yeah.
I think you'd be insulting them. I think you'd be.
Yeah, you would be. It was like, I mean, a lot of guys nowadays, if you called them men, would be insulted. But like to say, like, come on, let them go. They're grown men. Let them have this Twitter beef.
Yeah.
Let them blow each other's Facebook up like this. Come on, let them go. They're grown men. I was reading this story today. It was just like, so sometimes I don't even know if this stuff is real.
Yeah.
Right? It was this guy. Oh, all right. We're going to do what he looked like. Ready? So I can even tell you the name. David Green is his name.
David Green.
Right?
David Green.
That's kind of a multi-ethnic name. In today's America, David Green could be just about anybody. So David Green.
David Green could even be I can't even think of the proper way to say it. Somebody that used to be a woman.
Oh, yeah. A transhuman.
A transhuman. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if it can be any race, come on.
Well, that's a given. That's a given. That's true. That's true.
So that goes without saying. Yes. If, but someone who transitioned into a David Green, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that'd be really interesting, right? When, like people who transition from like, you know, man. So you transition from a man to a woman,
mm-hmm.
right? But you take a masculine name because that's sometimes cool on women.
Yeah.
You know, like Bobby.
Like, but you don't keep your old masculine name. You pick a new one.
Yeah, you pick a new masculine name.
Yeah.
Like Wayne. Yeah, but your name was Tony before. You know that you could just swap that. You could still be Tony.
Tony with an I.
Yeah, just that's it. Change the Y to an I. You're
yeah.
Tony.
Yeah.
Wayne? You seriously would have gone with Wayne. So, like
Bobby Green.
David Green.
David Green.
David Green.
David Green.
Yeah, that just that, you know. So David Green has a father.
Oh, well, then this probably is not. just swayed me a little bit there.
His father, he had known for the last 20 years. But he doesn't live with his father. His father lives in a nursing home. Oh. And he has known for the last 20 years that his father was a convicted pedophile.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
David Green, one day when he was visiting, one day recently, by the way, not just like one day, was this is kind of news. While he was visiting his pedophather.
Coined?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, the moment. So while he was visiting his pedophather, they were watching TV, and he just decided in the moment that the fact that his dad was a pedad. Pedophather.
Pedophather. You keep making it shorter. Just like, well, pedad. I mean,
pedad. There's pedad. A dad. Ped dad, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then pops. This is a pedophile thing to call your father. If you call your father pops, if the person who raised you as a male in your home is called pops, he's a pedophile.
Yeah.
That is the shortened version. That's how you know. So, his pops. They were sitting there watching TV in his nursing home, and as he did, I guess, sometimes, like they knew him at the nursing home, decided to kill him. First, he tried to strangle him, wasn't able to strangle him, and for the reasons, and I quote David Green's reasons, my hands were too small and weak, so I couldn't, keep in mind, this is a father in a nursing, a pedophile in a nursing home, right?
Yeah.
And he, old people have like paper skin. Like we're going to get it, right?
Yeah.
Old people are translucent.
Yeah.
You know, all of them.
Yeah.
And you can't strangle an old person in a nursing home? Something's wrong with your tiny little hands. Like, they're not just tiny and weak. There's like something wrong.
Yeah.
Right? So then he tried to bludgeon him to death with a ceramic sculpture that was nearby.
Oh, geez. Tried to.
Tried to. The sculptor broke in his tiny hands. Or maybe he was, you know, and he has a piece of ceramic in his tiny hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what does this David, is this the end of the story?
He started, there was screaming heard from the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good choke and people shouldn't be screaming.
No. But then you can bludgeon.
Bludgeon.
Yeah. But the screaming was coming from David Green.
I believe it.
He was screaming, I tried to kill my father and I couldn't. I tried to strangle him and I couldn't because of my tiny weak hands. I can't remember what it was. It was a movie. It was definitely a movie. And one of the characters in the movie had a micro penis.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept showing it to people.
Mm-hmm.
He wore a suit.
Yeah.
Right, you know what I'm talking about, right? It was a comedy, and he just, like, to, like, get, I don't know if he was, like, trying to get it off his chest, or just, like, yeah, like, this is, like, I feel like David Green is having one of those moments. You know what I mean? Like, he's experienced a micro penis moment.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he just, like it's so, it's such a small penis that he can, he's not even ashamed to show it.
Yeah.
It was like, he, like every time he was like, look what I have to fucking live with. Look at
yeah,
this.
Yeah. You
know? It was, I feel like that's how David Green feels about his hands. His tiny, weak. Because the whole.
I can't even kill my petadad.
Dude, that's all of his quotes were like pathetic.
Yeah.
What a pathetic. Let me screenshot at some of these.
All of whose quotes?
David Green.
About himself?
About himself, yeah.
He went, he flipped out.
Well, from the article, he was talking in a very calm manner, just really disappointed in his inability to kill his father.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Was that the micro penis? Was that from, what's the female comedian, Natalie, you just recently, she used to wear the gloves.
Natasha Leggero.
Natasha Leggero. Remember that show she had? The, like, old-timey show?
Reno 9?
No, it was, like, an online show.
And you're talking about the another period piece or another period or whatever.
Yeah, it was that from that?
No. It was definitely from a movie. It was an older movie.
Okay.
But it was like it's not Dumb and Dumber, but it was like that era of comedy movies.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So they asked David Green what happened, and he said, "I tried to kill him. I strangled him, but I have small hands. I hit him repeatedly over the head with a porcelain figure. He sexually abused children when I was a child, and I have not been able to vent my anger about it. I hit him 3 to 5 times with a statuette, but it shattered." And then he goes, "I can't kill someone, rather pathetic." And he shrugged his shoulders. You know?
Oh, man.
Like, that's like a... That's a rough moment for
David
Green.
He's not the person he thought he was. Or he's absolutely the person he hoped he wasn't.
He seems shattered.
He does.
Like, so, let me see. There was.
He's accepting a new reality of who he is.
Yeah. Okay, here you go. The court was told, he replied, disappointing effort. Won't have to think about him anymore, will I? I tried to kill my father. I smashed him over the head with a porcelain figure, but a piece of porcelain appears to be stuck in my hand. David Green. Like that, it's like, what a pathetic.
How? What kind of context was that statement in? Like,
I think he was just like, he was probably just like, oh, like just like, you know, when you earlier said something
and said it the same.
Said it the same way. He was probably just like repeatedly, like mulling over his head the different ways, the different angles of his failure.
Yeah.
You know?
Does he have to go to jail?
8 years and 8 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Is the dad alive? Like, I mean, he's alive, yeah, but is he?
Alive. Yeah, the dad is alive.
Is
still.
He like, he didn't like damage the old man? Because like old people are frail. Like, did he do a lot of damage?
The article mostly focused on David Green.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We don't get to know.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know. Dude was a pedophile. How much shine does he need? he got to live his life.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
So David Green, so this change of reality of like who he thought he was and who he wasn't makes me think he's a white guy.
Okay.
That combined with the fact that his dad's in a nursing home, so his dad seems older, had him when he was older in life.
Mm-hmm.
Another white guy move.
Okay.
More white guys do that. Plus, he's got tiny hands. I see him as slight of frame and like a pointy chin face. Like, it's not a chin, like a, you know, it's not like a Jay Leno chin, but it's like a pointy face to his, to chin.
Okay.
And he's got brown hair. And he might wear some gold-rimmed glasses and, like, shaggy Harry Potter hair.
You think David Green wears gold-rimmed glasses? Okay. That's funny.
And definitely, like, Asics shoes. Yeah. Running shoes.
All right. Here is a picture of David Green.
Oh. David Green.
He could be tiny, though. He's just chunky.
Yeah.
You know? He's got the brown hair.
Yeah, he's got the brown hair.
Right? He's got a big beard, probably to hide the fact that he has the chin of a man with tiny hands.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I don't think I took into account the like the look that he has in his eyes, it is like disappointment over disappointment over disappointment.
That's what that like, looks like.
Yeah.
That is a mugshot, right? This is his mugshot. He doesn't even look like somebody who's in a classic mugshot. He looks like a sad man.
Yes.
He's sad about his life up until that point.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He doesn't look like a person who is like just committed a crime.
No.
It looks like he just got taken to prison for sucking. And then they were like, dude, we got to take you in, man. You suck too badly. And he was like, I know.
Yeah.
And like just walked with him, you know?
And it's like, he's going to go in that prison and suck in prison too. Like they didn't even, like he doesn't look like he has the proper attire on. Like
oh,
he looks
he's
like
going to suck in prison. Oh.
Like, that just.
Yeah, no, he's gonna be terrible in prison. That is so long hair, bushy beard. I mean,
it's like Harry Potter gone wrong.
He does. It looks like Harry Potter fan gone wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like somebody who's like, a Harry Potter fan, also a Star Wars fan, thinks anime is for queers. That's that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a very good description. People are like. Oh, David Green. He's talking about David Green. Yeah. Yeah, I was.
Yeah, because he's a man that has no accomplishments in his life. No accomplishments. Mm-mm. Not a single accomplishment.
His
that
hands
face
are too small.
Can't live this life with small hands.
Small and weak. You can't have tiny, weak hands. You can't have hands that are incapable of strangling old people.
Couldn't he do something like sing? You could do all those jobs that you don't need hands for.
I mean, he probably doesn't have the confidence to even see if he can. He's probably never belted a tune in his life.
Never.
He's probably never went from the diaphragm.
Everything he's done in his life has been a failure. Imagine that.
Yeah. And he's probably, so all of his attempts at shit are weak.
Weak.
So he's not even giving full attempts in the first place.
No. No way. He's just failing before he even does anything.
Like, he was, like, singing from the mouth. Come on, David Green. You probably have a beautiful voice.
Yeah, you've got a good shape to you.
You
don't,
right? Yeah, like a bell.
Yeah.
Like your resume.
Yeah.
Come on, David Green.
David Green.
Are you good on David Green?
Yeah.
Because this is, I learned something really interesting today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what Jewish divorce entails?
You have to ask the rabbi for permission?
No.
That she has to sign a paper? No, you can take anything you want. I forget. What is it?
Wait, is it a fight to the death? Or is that Jewish divorce? Or wait, what is it? There's a goat, right? Is there a goat? Man, you started off so close and went so far away. Like, how did that even happen? Where did you even go? How'd you get there? So first of all, there's something called a...
The husband. You have to ask husband has to say okay.
The husband has to say okay.
Yes.
He has to... He doesn't have to just say okay. He has to give you something called a get.
Yes.
Right? There has to be... So there's two parts to a Jewish divorce.
Yeah.
Right? There is the civil part, which is the part that we all have to go through to get a divorce, right?
Yeah.
So civilly divorced. And then you have to get a get. Now, if you don't get a get as the woman, you can't remarry as a Jew.
Yeah.
You can't Jew marry ever
out
again.
Out the church. Yeah. No Jew marry.
No Jew marry.
Yeah.
No. You got to, hitch with
Catholic?
What are the Jews called, the non-Jews?
I don't know. I've never been around a big group of Jews and that are so comfortable they started using slang.
No, it's not slang. It's common. Oh. It's
like from the Bible?
I don't know if it's probably from the Bible. Jews do all of their shit from the Bible. Like, that's what this whole divorce is about, because they follow these biblical traditions very seriously. And like, they'll tell you, like, we don't fuck around. We take the Bible by the letter.
Yeah.
Like, what it says to do? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the man, by the way, he doesn't need it yet. He can remarry.
Well, and they're Old Testament, too, right? Because they don't even New Testament. So,
Old Testament.
Yeah. Old Testament Bible.
Yeah. So, things are a little different.
Yeah.
A different time.
Yeah.
But, so the get is... You have to find a scribe. The husband has to find a scribe, right? and they scribe, probably the rabbi or somebody in the church, probably have, you know, those types of scribes nearby. Mm-hmm. Maybe the husband just picks from, like, or maybe there's, like, an American scribe off, like, that already has to, like, I don't like your handwriting. You know, so, like, so he picks a scribe, and the scribe writes down the husband, what the husband tells him to write down, like,
that's what a scribe does.
Yeah, I'm letting the bitch go.
Yeah.
You know, he says something like that. Then the paper has to get folded up a certain way.
Yeah.
And then it's handed to the woman. The woman takes the paper, puts it between her hands, and holds it up like Simba. Like,
yeah.
You know, like when Simba was being anointed.
Yeah.
You know? And then she takes it, puts it under her armpit, her left armpit.
Left armpit, huh?
Holds it under that armpit. And then she takes two steps away from the people.
Yeah.
And that symbolizes her
breaking the bond.
Breaking the bond, right?
Yeah.
And then she can like turn around and talk shit. Like then it's over and then she can like start talking shit.
Yeah.
But they have to, she has to get that.
Yeah.
In order to remarry. It's like, how would anybody even know this happened? Like they'd ask to see your paper?
Like, oh, like the people don't come watch this?
Like there's witnesses, but it's like you can move somewhere else and marry a different person. You know what I mean?
Go to a new Jew church.
Yeah.
New Jew synagogue.
I mean, but it seems like the Jewish community seems small and gossipy.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's why it is gossipy. You got to keep these women honest.
Also, they're the only people keeping alive the faith of oral tradition.
Yeah.
Like if the shit hits the fan and we lose like the grid.
Yeah.
Like the Jewish community is still going to be running strong. I don't know how they get that gossip. They're putting shit on papers, holding it up like Simba and walking two steps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Everybody knows.
It's like those papers are somewhere. Like they got, who knows how they're getting those messages to people? There's probably like an underground Jewish mail system that we don't even know about that's still like brick and mortar.
There was a podcast about a Jewish lawyer that got killed. And one of the when they were trying to figure out who killed him, they thought it was because he did, what are they called again? He, like, women would hire him to blackmail the husbands so that they would give him the get. The get?
Yeah.
So they would give him the get. Like so they'd use a lawyer to, like, who would, like, cross lines towards, you know.
Well, so the people that.
Intimidation.
The thing that I learned about today was a group of people that go outside of husbands' houses. They're an organization to help Jewish women get gets.
Yeah.
And they protest the man and like yell at him and shame him and make protest signs and shit.
The guys that won't give the get.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. And it's like, it is their lives, man. It is their fucking lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like these are like social justice warriors to the nth degree, you know?
The Jews have always been doing this.
Yeah, it probably is like a 1,000-year-old tradition, mm-hmm. you know? And they do it with that sort of vehemence that it's like, it's old, it's deep.
Yeah.
It's like in their DNA.
They're guttural when they like scream their insults.
So they, I hope I wrote down some of the shit this chick was saying. Because it's like... It was just crazy. It was a room full of angry Jew ladies basically brainstorming on how to shame a person.
Yeah, into letting his lady divorce him.
But it's, there's no way they're not getting off on the shaming part.
Like, I know.
I get it. Yeah. It's for justice. But it's like, I mean, all their creativity and efforts are going towards the act of shaming a person. And they take great pride in it.
Yeah, they're good at it.
Yeah, it's... I just couldn't. It was just a weird, not even weird. It's just, and I'm not even talking about the whole process of getting a get to get a divorce. Like, I get that. I mean, like, if we ever split up, like, no, you can't marry. No. No.
We're not Jewish.
No, I don't approve. No.
but I don't.
Yep. You ain't getting it from me. We're Jewish when we break up. we're Jewish. Remember, remember our son wants to be Jewish?
Yeah, our son does want to be.
Yeah,
Jew.
Yeah.
He did.
So, if I'll convert her son and that makes us instantly Jewish.
He's just making up rules now.
That's got to be a rule. I feel like the Jews is like one drop of Jew and you're us. You know, it's like, yeah, the Jews are like black people.
Well, they always say they're like, you know, we're not out recruiting like other religions. They feel like other religions recruit. Like
because you're born into it, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you technically do recruit because you're constantly forcing your women to get, you know, make kids. You know, it's like one of those communities.
Yeah.
Like, that's recruiting.
Yeah, that's
if you're encouraging people to make kids for your religion.
Yeah,
it's just recruiting. Stop lying to yourself. You're not better than us.
You wanna? I read a story this week.
Oh, all the way, or did you just read the headline? Did you skim it?
I read the whole. I skimmed the whole thing.
Okay, let's hear it.
So this lady was getting her cuddle therapy, and she was cuddling, and she felt her cuddle session cross the line into a sexual session. And
you mean he got a boner?
So she, it was another, the massage there, or the cuddle therapist was a woman.
Both people were women?
Uh-huh.
Hard nipples?
And so she like she notified. She starts squirting. So she notified the like cuddle therapy board and complained. And then she tried to notify the massage therapy boards and complained. The massage therapy boards were like, listen, people. It like went all to the way to the Supreme Court of the massage therapy people, the president. And they were like, listen, we don't want to start ruling on this being legal or illegal. That's what she was looking like. Is this legal or illegal?
Yeah.
Because then we are going to be the people that regulate cuddle therapy. We are not cuddle therapists. You know, we're like, that's not what we do. And so they were like, we can't rule on this.
The Supreme Court of cuddle therapy doesn't
regulate? No, the Supreme Court of massage therapists. Because they're licensed under the massage therapists.
Oh.
Like, okay. Somehow.
So, but here's the deal. What made her think that the session went sexual?
Oh, you want to know?
Yeah, I've been trying to get at that for a while. Did she squirt or not?
No. She, the the plaintiff?
Stop trying to use words you don't know. Let's stick with the words we know.
The lady that filed the complaint.
The lady that's upset.
The lady that's upset.
The angry lady.
The angry lady found herself with her cuddle therapist nipple in her mouth for 6 minutes.
6 whole minutes, huh? 6 whole minutes.
That was a lot of
minutes. You don't find yourself with a nipple in your mouth for 6 whole minutes. You don't find yourself doing anything for 6 minutes. You know what I mean? It's like 6 minutes. That's a thing you do.
Yeah, you're doing this.
Yeah,
thing.
You're doing it. You're six in minutes. It. You're committed.
You're pretty much done.
Yeah,
you've done it.
Yeah, nobody really has a nipple in her mouth for longer than 6 minutes.
That's a long time.
That is a long time.
Even for one that you want to put in
there. You are correct. You finished that nipple. You can move to the next nipple now. Just the one? Just the one? You sound selfish. 6 minutes on one nipple? How does that even happen? I mean, is she a large-breasted woman and they were just cuddling front to front?
I don't know. I don't have. I know there's so many questions, but.
I would love it if they were spooning. I'll make some concessions.
She didn't know what it was.
That would be a concession. If they were spooning and the aggressor was in the back, right?
Yeah.
And there was still chest-to-back contact.
Yeah.
And suddenly she found herself with think about it. Okay, so let's if it's that let's walk through this for a second. So I got a woman on my back. I'm a woman, whatever. A woman's on my back.
You're here for your cuddles, right?
Here for my cuddles. A woman's on my back. I'm cuddling. I still feel the back to back contact. All of a sudden I feel something on my cheek.
It's right here in the corner of my mouth.
Could
be a finger.
Right? And whatever it is, it feels like familiar.
And nice. Everybody loves a boob. You want to cuddle in a boob.
They're comfortable. They're warm. They're soft.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm imagining she has
long nipples.
Long nipples. Right? Like, definitely on the lengthier side. Right? And nipples aren't really heavy.
No.
You know, they're gentle.
Yeah.
Right? And it probably, slipped in that long cone-shaped nipple probably
slipped.
She was
an infant again. She was a baby, like, right after she'd been born. Just like...
Like, she didn't consciously know that was a nipple.
Yeah.
But deep in her DNA...
Yeah.
She knew that was... It was like... She just kept putting it more and more in her mouth. And she just kept turning towards the nipple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And... When did she start clocking it, you think?
It has been.
You know what I mean?
I don't know, yeah.
Like, how do you reference that time? Like, you're deep in a cuddle session. Like, are you checking your
phone, your
watch?
No way, you're not checking your watch.
No, you're not checking your watch. Like, how are you, like, when you feel something touching you in the mouth? Like, again, we're going with the creeping nipple theory, right?
Because what if they're facing each other and like they're hugging and she just like takes her head and is like and like puts it on her boob, like you don't find yourself there for 6 minutes, like
I considered that for a second, and then I got upset with the lady that made the claim, because yeah. If you do a front to front cuddle and you get low enough on a woman that her nipple can get in your mouth, you did that because that added to the like cuddling boobs is way better than cuddling against head and shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, for your
yeah.
face.
Yeah.
Right? So you'd want to be lower anyway. So you did that because that's the best cuddle.
Yeah.
You get what you get. You know
a
what
nipple
I mean?
In your mouth?
If you want to cuddle with tits, sometimes you get the nip. That's just, you know, you signed a waiver.
Does it have to be a naked nipple for this to count?
I imagine cuddle fabric being closer to like thin linens, because
yeah.
even though you can't be skin to skin probably legally, that's mm-hmm. more than likely in the waiver you filled out. You probably want to be able to feel as much warmth to warmth as possible.
That's true.
So you probably are going with thinner material.
Gotta be with thinner material.
Enough that it's like basically, you know, nipple skin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What do you think?
Oh yeah, I think it was fabric, but it might as well have not been there.
Yeah.
Like,
because for the creeping nipple theory, that's a naked nipple one.
Yeah. yeah. Which
and it's
is
like
why. Which
poked
is
out
why
of the holes
like
of her mesh shirt.
Yeah.
And like wiggled its way down there. Like a tentacle. Like a tentanipple.
Which is why you don't get mad at the lady who's upset in that case. Because.
No.
That's no. a freaky thing that happened.
Yeah, if a nipple wiggled into your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be weird. That'd be definitely, yeah. But the other one, I'm like, yeah, whatever. You get what you pay for. You wanted that. Yeah. 6 minutes, though. Like, I mean, what did you do with the nipple in your mouth?
I know. That's a long time. You got to breathe and like.
Because that's what I'm saying. It's like, are you.
You're thinking, don't touch it with your tongue. Don't touch it with your tongue. You know you're
touching it with your tongue.
It's like when you're the dentist. Yeah,
exactly.
Like
definitely.
You're doing all the things you're telling yourself not to do.
She probably was so embarrassed what she did to that nipple.
Yeah.
And that's why she's
complaining. That's why it was sexual.
Yeah.
It became so sexual.
It was so, oh my God, I was like twirling it. I just don't like the sexual situation she put me in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been doing that if she didn't stick it in my mouth.
I would love to just be in whatever court cases she had to testify in. Like, it's just like, I would love to ask that woman some questions.
Yeah. You want to dig deeper, huh?
Yeah, it's like, did you freeze?
6 minutes.
For 6 minutes? And listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I'll put it this way. You have good-sized breasts, mm-hmm. right? And not to be crass, but I may have once or twice had your nipple in my mouth, right? It is physiologically very difficult to have a nipple in your mouth and check the time.
Have you tried?
I mean, I'm trying to figure out how I would.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'm up in there.
Yeah.
You know, the nipple's in my mouth. You're in the tit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if it's a big tit,
no,
it's all over your face.
She was not checking the clock. That was just like, she was like, okay, this is nipple in my mouth time. I know how long it feels, how it feels to have a nipple in my mouth for 6 minutes. And that is.
I had two orgasms, an orgasm at a rate of 3 minutes per nipple.
You know, yeah. Like,
yeah, that's, man, what a, oh, fuck. We didn't do shout outs.
Are you ready to do now?
Yeah, I'm ready to do them.
Okay, do.
Okay, first of all, we were making, remember how we had that audio issue And then, because it was coming out of individual speakers, like you were coming out of one speaker and I was coming out of the other.
I think I heard about this.
And then I fixed it.
Yeah.
And then there's, I guess there's a button you have to keep, I stopped pressing that button.
Ooh.
I was doing all the other stuff, but I wasn't doing the one, the easiest thing.
Yeah.
So I got alerted to the problem again. So shout out to, shout out to Andrew Pace for hitting me up with the fix for that.
Yeah.
By the way. It's like I knew the fix, but he hit me up with it, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Like, that's a man looking out for humans right there. And, Keith Butts. Oh, dude, who was the dude that said it? I forget who it was. I got to look at that. And then, of course, the classics, Big Mike Levy.
Mm-hmm.
Liz, what up? And, man, is this the middle? Yeah. Man, I got it. That's another thing I got to get. I got to reframe the way that I see my interaction with people.
Okay.
Right? Because it's, I guess, in this world of stand-up comedy, like coming in, remember when I came in, I was like this, you know, cocky athlete, you know, and I just wanted comedians to like me. But my personality that made people like me in the world that I was in before was pushing people away here.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's like I don't really live in a way that would make people like me, but I do want people to like me. You know what I mean?
Well, you're like, people shouldn't like me, but I want them to like me.
Yeah,
Based on my behavior and the way I am.
But this is a world I'm trying to, you know, get involved in.
Yeah.
Like, in jiu-jitsu, people love me.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, fuck, yeah, that's right. People love me.
Yeah.
It's like, but I'm intense for comedians.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I get it, but it's like, you know, it just came in all weird. So I was like always trying to like fix that.
And you feel like you don't. Oh, so you feel like you don't need to fix that anymore.
No, I don't need to. It's like, dude, if you can't deal with my intensity, grow the fuck up.
Yeah, you getting hostile.
It's not hostile, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, that's not my fault. That's not my fault that you lived such a soft life that you can't handle somebody with magician eyes. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not ill-intended out there. That's clear to people. Nobody has ever thought that I was going to, like, physically, you know what I mean? Nobody's ever been, it's just like, they just feel like they're in trouble a little bit.
It's not your fault that their mom wasn't anywhere near as intense as your mom.
Listen,
that
everybody's mom can't be an undefeated street fighter out there bringing home wins for their family. Win after win after wins for their family. Mom, you got to stop doing this. We need, like, electricity and shit. Yeah. Good times. All right. I feel good about what we did here.
Okay. Me too.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. We went heavy into a couple topics.
Yeah.
I like it. We went deep. I felt like we learned some people. I'll probably delete that last thing I said. All right. Thank you for listening so much.
We learned about David Green.
David Green. Yeah, it's, you know, like, subscribe, share, do all that shit. We appreciate everything that has been done for us so far. You guys have been amazing. We love you. Thank you so much.
Got you.